Hello, welcome to the Tivoli talk about system automation for multi-platforms sales guide. My name is Joachim Schmalzried and I am the technical evangelist for IBM Tivoli system automation. Now I hope you have the presentation in front of you. The file name is Tivoli system automation for multi-platforms salesguide.pbt with underscores in between. And I am on chart number 2, which shows you the agenda I would like to take you through today. I will cover business issues, a very quick overview of what system automation actually is, what value it can provide to your clients, the target markets, competitive landscape, benefits and value proposition, and unique differentiators, sales plays that we recommend to you, how we recommend to sell the product, and finally a good bunch of reference clients. Going to chart number 3 shows you the business issues. Now this is about high availability, so you have to watch out for clients who feel the pain of applications that are not available as negotiated in the service level agreement, and of course, also the cost of the outage must be significant in order to justify any investments. And you see typical costs of being down and what it means to your client, loss of business, but it could mean even loss of clients, because if your web server doesn't respond, then your client might just go to the competition forever. And in some very bad cases, even the credibility and brand image and even worse, stock value took a hit when clients were experiencing a data center outage or a major application outage. So the challenges are downtime is unaffordable. Also, for many organizations, business continuity is mandatory. Now, the problem is applications are certainly complex. Sometimes they run on different platforms. So the clients feel problems in managing them. They would like to have a tool that does not require programming in order to save education. And they also would like to be able to adapt to a changing IT infrastructure as fast as possible. Now, chart number 4 shows you the cost of outage in healthcare. Yeah, so there's an industry that measures the cost of downtime not in dollars. They measure it in dead bodies. Yeah. So certainly when the doctor is standing above you with a big syringe of adrenaline in his hand, you don't want that the system he needs some information from, maybe about your medication history, is actually not operable. Okay, now proceeding to chart number 5 shows you a good overview of the Tivoli system automation family. It's actually an animated chart, so if you click page down several times, you see how the family actually evolved. We started with system automation for ZOS, and GDPS is our disaster recovery solution. It was built on top of system automation. If you click again, you see that the technology was ported over to Linux in the first step and then to AIX in the second step to provide high availability for those platforms as well. And if you proceed, you see that EF operator joins the family and system automation for integrated operations management, the former Candle EF remote product, which provides escalation. And if you click again, you see how we designed the automation of composite applications by introducing two layers, the first level automation and the end-to-end automation level. And on the first level automation, we have system automation for ZOS on the mainframe and SA multi-platforms. And the actual end-to-end automation domain is being provided by a product that was made available in June 2008 called System Automation Application Manager. And that product integrates with the first level automation, and if you proceed, you also see that there is other first level automation available from Veritas, HACMP's and IBM product, and Microsoft Cluster Services. And also you see that both products, SAMP and SAAM, have been are supporting now more platforms. So specifically, system automation for multi-platforms runs now on AIX, Windows, Linux, and Solaris. One member is missing, so if you click again, you see the Business Continuity Process Manager coming up. That is a true IBM process manager that runs on the CCMDB platform, and it also can integrate with GPS, and it helps with testing and managing disasters. Now, that's a very quick family overview. Now, let's have a look at SA Multiplatforms itself on page number 6. Now, how it actually works is it is able to detect outages through active monitoring. And if it finds a problem, maybe a system has left the cluster or doesn't respond, or a resource is missing in active monitoring, then the product uses information described in its automation policy about application components. That includes also how to start resources and what relationships must be fulfilled before you can start a resource to find the right recovery action, which can be a restart on the same system or a failover to another system of a cluster. On the left-hand side, you see the product structure. It has two components, a cluster infrastructure, RSCT, that was ported over from AIX. HACMP is using the same cluster infrastructure. And above that is the System Automation Manager, which was ported from our leading parallel SysPlex automation technology. If you page down again, you see some details, what each component does. The cluster infrastructure monitors the system. It has heartbeat functions, and it can send orders to other members in the cluster. And it has special resource managers for resource classes like Linux processes, network adapters, IP addresses, or entire applications. And the system automation manager above has a object-based model of the entire cluster. It knows where every resource is running and what dependencies it has, what the status is, and what the options are if it needs to be recovered, and also what dependencies need to be fulfilled. Okay, I don't want to go into too many details. There's, of course, a client overview presentation available on Extreme Leverage. Now, what's the value of system automation for multi-platforms? First of all, it increases your availability, and it makes operations a lot easier. You can operate your entire cluster from a browser-based user interface, and you can also operate at a business application level rather than taking care of every single resource. And implementation of the automation is also very easy because it's policy-based, and we provide free plug-and-play automation modules. That means that almost none programming of scripts is required. Other advantages are if you have critical resources like a database. And a critical resource means only one system. It must run only on one system. Yeah. If it runs on two systems, in the case of a database, it would actually kill your database. So it's very important to make sure that a critical resource only exists once in a cluster. And the product has a lot of technology on board to make sure that critical resources are protected. We have a quorum function so that we can identify if the cluster breaks apart, who is the winning subcluster and who can take over your precious resources. And if it's a tie situation, you know, like 50-50, then we have various tiebreakers to resolve that situation. Another important advantage is because we have the same automation technology on so many platforms, including the mainframe, we have, of course, the same automation and operations concepts. So clients can have one automation and operations team, which creates a lot of synergy effects and saves a lot of resources and a lot of education. Now, on page number 7, you can see what we have shipped recently in version 3.1 in June 2008. Believe it or not, we are now running natively on Sun Solaris. And we also support the latest release of AIX 6.1, Windows Server 2008. And virtualization is very important, especially for Linux on Intel. So we also support running under VMware. A graphical policy editor is now part of the product as well. It is based on our user interface, which is the integrated solutions console. And it allows you to view an automation policy and to define it, of course. There's also migration path because before that you actually had to use an XML-based policy or even a flat file, and you can read in that XML-based automation policies and view it in the graphical policy editor. It also does checking. It demonstrates very well, so that is certainly a selling point. Now, if you are on System Z, then GDPS is a very important option for many clients, disaster recovery. And here we have a unique differentiator because we allow Linux on System Z to exploit the so-called GDPS hyperswap function. That means that an application can use either the disks on the primary side or, without even noticing, disks on the secondary side. So customers can swap. They have actually a primary and a secondary side, and they can swap the disks between those sides without any problem, so it's totally transparent to the application. That really can be a lifesaver. Storage Resource Manager is very important to provide movable applications and also some kind of disaster recovery solutions. So we support the Logical Volume Manager on AIX and Linux. It's actually very critical to support those. And also very interesting, Recovery Time Measurement at the bottom. This ties in with Tivoli Common Reporting, which is in turn based on the open source BERT architecture. Now for that you need our end-to-end automation product, the SA Application Manager, and we are feeding those availability reports into the end-to-end automation, and there you can see, for instance, how much time your application is needed to start up, to shut down, also the availability. And that's certainly something that customers can use to fine-tune their systems, to further improve startup the startup procedure, to identify problems, and also to report on availability. And customers really like that function, and it gives you the chance to come up with another reason to sell the end-to-end automation. By the way, the reporting is also available, of course, for our mainframe SA product. Chart number 8. Now that's a client chart. It summarizes what system automation can do for you. First of all, it's about high availability. It's based on clustering, on redundancy. Yeah, so the idea is if something fails, could be the system, could be a network connection, could be a process, then you try to start it on a backup system. Then application automation, the operators, their main task is actually monitoring whether the application is up and running and to start the application, to stop it. And that can be quite time-consuming because they have to know the components of the application, the dependencies which determines the startup or shutdown order, and this is something that the product makes very easy because we take care of any components and relationships. The operator is not required to remember those. And it is also a so-called goal-driven automation that I will explain later on. Okay, so what the product provides, sophisticated clustering, resource monitoring and self-healing. The end-to-end automation is also supported. For that, you need the SAAM product. And it's a policy-based product, and we ship those policies for free. And they are very easy to use and very easy to, if you have to change your configuration, it's very easy to do that as well. Chart number 9 shows you some reasons why you want SAA for multi-platforms. High availability is number 1. By the way, we are a SAP-certified solution. We are even shipped on the SAP CD. Then it's lowered complexity. That makes operating very easy. I talked about that. Operator is not required to remember relationships and grouping and so on. The next one is interesting. Can build small and large complex clusters, including N to M configurations. Now, you have to understand that in the open world, normally an application runs dedicated on one system without sharing it with any other application. And also, there is a dedicated backup system for that application. And that, of course, means that those systems are underutilized, because only one application is running and the backup system is running idle. But it would be a lot better if a system could be shared between applications and if we had a smaller number of backup systems, maybe only one for all those applications in case another system fails. And that is something that we support, and that means customers can save a lot of hardware costs because they need a lot less systems with our product. The next one is about goal-driven automation. Other products are only command-driven, where the operator starts something and the automation product does not remember what the operator actually wanted. Okay, and then there's, of course, more advantages. Number one is the policy-based automation. That's our major differentiator. All others have to do quite a bit of coding. They might claim they have some policy, but it's very limited what they have normally. And because we run on all those platforms, we can apply the same automation and operations concept across your enterprise. And finally, we integrate with end-to-end automation. Target markets, chart number 10. You have to find clients who need high availability on all supported platforms. If you happen to have Linux on System Z, then watch out for GDPS, geographically dispersed parallel SysPlex clients. If they have mission-critical applications on Linux and System Z, you can include Linux in their hyperswap function. Yeah, so they can actually mirror their disks to a backup site, and then there's a fast, transparent swap of primary and secondary site called hyperswap. And that is, by the way, a priced feature and not a cheap one, so you can make quite some money. If you also sell end-to-end automation, then there's even more options, because in the combination of SAA multi-platforms and end-to-end automation, there's yet another priced feature, by the way, which allows the customer to detect rolling disasters earlier, and that can be another life saver. And then when the customer has decided that there's a disaster and that they have to move their application to their backup site, then SA Multiplatforms supports that workload move to the backup site as well, in combination with end-to-end automation. So that's the high-end functions that we support in disaster recovery, and nobody else has that, no competition on Linux, on System V. Okay, I talked about end-to-end automation. I think we can skip that. Now, the last bullet, up-to-date configuration information, the configuration management database, this is provided by Tivoli System Automation Application Manager, but at this point, only for end-to-end resources and for SA ZOS and GPS resources, not yet for SA multi-platforms, but this is something that is coming. Supported configurations, page number 11. Now, basically, it's Linux on or various flavors of Linux on almost every platform, including any Intel and AMD, but no 64-bit Itanium. Yeah, that is not supported. Then AIX, Solaris 10, Windows Server 2003 and 2008, and the primary scenarios are high availability clusters. If we look at our reference customers, it's mainly SAP and DB2, and then databases in general. WebSphere is also a primary scenario, and then in general, every or any mission critical application. Now, system automation is bundled with DB2 UDB, comes for free, but the usage is limited to DB2 only. So your selling strategy could be make your client interested in making UDB highly available with system automation, and they are very probably going to like it, and then they can extend this automation to other resources, maybe to an application server, and that would be then priced, so you can try to grow your customer. Same is true for Tivoli monitoring. SA is also bundled. We can make the ITM infrastructure, the central infrastructure highly available, the portal server, the enterprise management server, yeah, the TEMS. Again, it's limited to ITM only, and could be a good starting point to sell it for other systems. Moving to page number 12, shows you the cluster types. Now, if you go to your customer and they speak about clusters, not every cluster makes actually sense with our product. Yeah, so there's high availability clusters, scalability, high performance computing, server consolidation. And we mainly play in the high availability space. Yeah, so we maximize application availability by introducing redundancy clusters, by doing failovers, requires at least two nodes. And you also see product examples. That is the competition also. So that's the space where you actually should sell. Page number 13, competitive landscape. There's a free high availability Linux project. It's not a real threat yet, as it provides only heartbeating. However, you can provide at least comparable failover functions. So it can be an alternative for customers who want zero product costs and who would like to do all your own solutions. CLI Livekeeper is the main competitor on Linux. They used to be present on Windows, but they have withdrawn from that market. Veritas Cluster Manager is the number one competitor in disaster recovery and storage management for Tivoli in general. And there's one migration scenario. There is migrating Sun customers, and they often migrate to Intel Linux, and they tend to stick to their software stack what they have in order to reduce scope of migration. Yeah, but it would be a chance for you to jump between Veritas and the client, because Veritas is a very expensive solution and we have comparable functions. And there's a lot more, as you can see on the next page. Now, there is some platforms where there's no real competition. System Z, I, and P Linux, for instance, there's no real competition. Especially on System Z, even better, we have special platform support for ZVM. So there, you really can show differentiators, and there will be almost no competition besides the open source project. Page 14 shows you the competitive landscape. You have SDI on the left-hand side, EMC, HP Service Guard. Now, HP is probably not that important because their mainstay is HP Unix, where we don't run, not yet. We could say, but they also run on Linux. They are certainly the market leader on the HP segment. They claim they have 500,000 CPUs licensed. And at the bottom you see differentiators of those products. So the bad news is, yes, there's competition out there, but the good news is that Linux and Windows are good platforms, and of course, we have differentiators as well that make it easier for you to win in the marketplace. And that comes up on page 15. How do we compare, for instance, to the SDI LifeKeeper product? And this is true for most of the other competitive products as well, because it comes down to script-based automation to process-based automation. Yeah? Doing a lot of coding, expensive, error-prone, and so on, versus automation policy provided for free by IBM, easy to maintain, easy to extend, and also very powerful. Yeah. Okay, so you can see at the top, no coding and related education required. That is something that you really should push hard. Even better, we provide those free policy samples. They reduce further the implementation effort. Because even though we have policy-based automation, creating a policy can be like 4 weeks or so for more complicated scenarios. And there's a lot of know-how involved about the application, how to start and stop it, the dependencies, and so on. And even that can be saved because all that is contained in our free policy samples. And by the way, at least for SDI, or also true for many other competitors, those application kits, sometimes they have application kits for DB2, Oracle, or SAP, but in many cases the competition takes a price tag for those extensions. Now, with policy-based automation, configuration changes are relatively easy and risk-free. Like adding another system name to the nodes where the resource can run, rather than changing a script. We already talked about the cluster infrastructure and the quorum. Yeah. That is, for instance, an advantage that we have over Microsoft Cluster Services because that product has no critical resource protection, and you can ask your client, hey, how much is your data worth? Yeah. And IBM can protect your critical resources. We've got a graphical user interface based on an IBM, on the IBM standard technology, which is the ISC, easy to use and offers the right functions and the right information. We have no disk dependencies. This is also because we are platform independent. That can also mean in some cases that we are not supporting some platform specifics because we are platform independent. And finally, of course, IBM's technical support and image. Key benefits on page number 16, high availability, of course, easy operations through lowered complexity and reduced automation implementation time, coding, and support effort. Because we are policy-based and competitive products. They are only maybe rules-based and require a lot more programming. Page 17 talks more about application high availability, how we actually achieve that. I think we covered that. It's becoming probably too technical for this presentation, but you can use this if you have to prove how we actually achieve application high availability. Next one, page 18, reduce the costs. We are able to improve operator productivity. Yeah, there's no operator intervention required. When business applications need to be recovered, this is fully automatic. If the operator has to do changes to the active configuration, they can benefit from lowered complexity. We know what resources belong to an application, what the relationships are, and so on. And that is, of course, maintained even across systems cluster-wide. Grouping makes it easy so you can operate at a business application level and so on. Next one, value reduce implementation time. This is about, again, script-based automation versus policy-based. So you see all the argumentation, how we can actually achieve that and what the benefit is. Page number 20 summarizes the unique differentiators, and once again, it's the policy-based automation, free plug-and-play automation, load complexity for the operator, yeah, operations at the application level, cluster infrastructure, and finally, SAE Multiplatforms is participating in the end-to-end automation. Yeah, it provides the so-called first-level automation and integrates with SAE Application Manager so that your client can automate composite applications that span multiple platforms. Page 21 summarizes why we are better. I think we talked about everything on that chart. Now, weaknesses, page number 22. Some competitive products do load balancing, probably not very important. The more critical point could be data replication. Stila has that, for instance. That means some competitive products not only take care of high availability, they also do some basic data replication, like GDPS, but on a much simpler base. We don't have that today, but this is something that is in that is in our plans, and that is probably a weakness that we can eliminate in the upcoming releases. IP failover slower, not a big weakness. We can fail over in a couple of seconds. Now, I don't think that more is needed. Because if you reduce the threshold too much and you have a very small network hiccup, then the product might start to fail over, but it was only a hiccup, so it was actually not a good idea to start failover. And therefore, normally the recommendation is to not reduce that threshold, the timeout, too much. So I don't think it's a problem. There's some competitive products in the telco space. They go into the sub-second IP failover range, but that's not really our target market. Not a weakness and not something that we have to care about. Checkpointing is something that we don't have. Could be interesting to achieve stateful failover of applications for those applications who are not able to save their state. And checkpointing is like writing the memory footprint or the memory an application uses to disk or copying it to a potential backup system. Now, this is very expensive, resource-wise, and also time-consuming. And also there's no perfect checkpointing, yeah, because you cannot do a continuous checkpointing. No hardware interface, we have no real hardware interface, and we also provide no cluster management. For that, you can look for complementary products like IBM Cluster Systems Manager or Tivoli Storage Manager, by the way, for data, for disaster recovery, for archiving, backup, and so on. Now, what are selling points for a competitive winback on page 23? Now, for some competitors, costs are comparable. We are better with the free plug-and-play automation modules. Especially for Veritas, we are significantly cheaper. Yeah, so you really have to differentiate between the target markets and the competition. But it's not like we are the cheapest kit on the block. Yeah. For some competitors, we are comparable. And don't forget the free open high availability solution from the Linux HA project. Time to market to deploy new workloads, I think that is something that we are very strong with, because for us it's very easy to implement and automate complex applications like SAP DB2. And especially for SAP, we are the only one, and I really mean the only one, who can automate a SAP replication scenario. That means that all the competition, Stilai, by the way, Stilai came up with a red book recently, an IBM red book. They paid IBM for writing that red book. And by the way, a very big red book. And there you can see how they automate SAP. And when they come to that replication scenario, it becomes very clear that they cannot automate this, and they need to do some manual operations there. And we can automate that scenario, so we can eliminate a single point of failure by replicating incoming transactions from the NQ server to a backup system where the replication server runs, and we are the only one who can do that. So it's, for an SAP client who wants to run SAP in a bulletproof fashion, yeah, high availability, we are the way to go. Should be easy to sell if they are interested in the highest level of availability. Then productivity comes down to policies versus script. Now, sometimes competitors claim, okay, they also have a little bit of policy, but in most cases, they can define some resources, some resource groups. So we are really a lot better there. More selling points on the next chart, integration. We have integration with the Tivoli Enterprise Console. So we can send any alerts about critical status changes, configuration changes, to Tech or Omnibus, by the way. Technology roadmap, it's like, you know, we are IBM, we've got leading technology, bet on the right horse. We have a very broad platform coverage, leading automation technology. We have an automation vision. We have the unique end-to-end automation, and we have integration with ITM Tech, Tivoli Warehouse coming up, and so on. So another good story to tell. Chart number 25 is maybe the most important of this presentation, because it lists the recommended hot sales. And this was developed between development, product management, and sales enablement and marketing. So it's our combined opinion where we can be successful with SAP multi-platforms. First of all, it's Linux on System Z. There's no competition other than open source. Go for it. Should be easy. And we even have estimates how big the worldwide market is. Then SAP clients on all platforms. I just talked about that. we really have the killer function. Nobody else has it. And that's the Anchor server failover. Number three is Solaris. Veritas is very expensive, and I mean expensive. We are cheaper, and we have more advanced automation concepts, and we've got a nice graphical user interface. The problem certainly is Solaris customers are probably a new market for you. You don't have the connections. You don't know the people. And that certainly can be a challenge. But if you are looking for extending your sales activities, that's the recommendation to go. Then upselling SA multi-platforms. I mentioned ITM comes with a free license. If they automate anything on top of that, you can sell a license. Then we also have those plug-and-play automation modules that I mentioned for a lot of Tivoli products, including, by the way, the configuration management database, but also Tivoli Workload Scheduler, Storage Manager, World Visioning Manager, and ITM, of course. So you could actually prospect all those maybe TWS, TSM clients that you have and ask them whether they are interested in making their critical application ID available. And we've got, you know, the plug-and-play automation modules, so it would be an easy implementation and an easy sell. Number five is closely related. It's the DB2 upsell opportunity. And number six, Windows. There the competition is Microsoft Cluster Services, MSCS, that normally requires an expensive edition of Microsoft Windows. And our competitive advantage is mainly the critical resource protection, but also goal-driven automation. There's actually a one-pager that describes our advantages. Number seven, mission-critical applications in general on Linux and AIX. If your client already has HACCP and is happy with it, please do not attack HACCP. That is another valuable IBM product, and it would make sense to sell against HACCP unless the client wants to move, of course. Now, if you proceed to chart number 26, you see the sales play description, and I think we covered all of that. This information is also available in the selling sheet on Extreme Leverage. And if you proceed to 27, you see the good leads, bad leads that we already discussed, competitors, knockoffs, and so on. Now, on page 28, you see something that is specific to Linux and System Z. And again, there you have a very good outlook because there's almost no competition there besides the open source. And also in the disaster recovery space, we have some very unique values that are really making System Z the best platform for mission-critical Linux applications. Yeah, and that at the bottom you see even an elevator pitch, and it's actually about not only about high availability, but also about including your precious data that is on Linux disks into the GDBS hyperswap, and also extend that to the end-to-end automation and allow to move applications to the backup side and to detect rolling disasters earlier. Going to chart number 30, what are bad leads? Now, bad lead is certainly a client who does not need any high availability. Maybe they are wrong about that, so you can try to show them the business impacts. High-performance clusters, we talked about the different cluster types. There might be an exception to that. There's cases where high-performance clusters really calculate maybe over the weekend or overnight, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, the DAM program fails and nobody's there to restart it, and you lose precious time. So if you had a high availability product, you could actually restart the entire high-performance application. And when the engineer arrives in the morning, hopefully the second try was more lucky and performed. So there could be some limited opportunities in that space as well. Migrating from Sun to Intel Linux is maybe a mixed bag, because we have observed that those clients, yes, they want to change the hardware platform, but maybe not the software platform. And also, you would have to replace the entire Veritas product suite, and it's actually Veritas who is in that space. So it would be a more complex sell for you. You would have to get in touch with your storage colleagues from storage and to replace Veritas all over the place. Cost-sensitive clients are bad lead, and, of course, existing HACMP customers. What are good leads? On the next page, clients who need high availability, who want to reduce their automation costs, who want to reduce education requirements, who have multiple platforms and want to automate and operate across those platform boundaries, and also System Z clients who are expanding to Linux on System Z. You can use the existing system automation customer set. SAP is a very good play, and also all disaster recovery clients. System X clients with DB2, loyal Tivoli customers, and TWS. There's also a Tivoli talk like 2 years ago that covers the various TWS scenarios that we support. Chart number 32 shows you the different people that you can sell to and what they care about. The CIO, who cares about satisfied customers, availability, meeting SLAs. Next level IT management. Yeah, they have to transform what the CIA wants. And finally, the system operator, and they are interested in avoiding errors and failures, increased productivity, and so on. And you can actually sell to all levels, yeah, no problem. And at the bottom, you have a nice quote from Günther Düringer from Weber Automotive, which says, with Tivoli SA, we are able to maintain very high availability for our SAP software environment, ensuring that systems remain online and accessible to users at all times. Yeah, very strong quote. And again, it's a SAP scenario. Selling SA, prospecting first. If you're running out of ideas, here's another one. You can team up with your friend from systems group and work on cluster opportunities. Same, by the way, for other plays like SAP WebSphere. Yeah? So you can try to find those opportunities and get and hook up or extend those opportunities to also cover high availability. Qualifying leads, of course, you have to find out, is the platform supported? Yeah, we do not support every Linux. Do they need high availability? Are there competitive products in place? What applications are they making highly available? And if you succeed in the selling cycle, we also have SWOT support, so you can involve Konstantin Konson here from the lab to run proof of technologies or proof of concepts. How to sell, page number 34, proudly introduce SA. We can reduce your pains. We have leading technology. I mean, this is really a good product. Yeah, no quality problems, no nothing. We really can reduce client pains, and it works very well. You can save costs. Again, that is the policy-based automation versus programming, the free samples. reduce complexity for the operator, and finally the IBM image. So those are the top selling points. And don't forget a single one. Now, chart number 35 shows you the current PIT numbers. Maybe I need to slightly update this chart. It says current version 2.3 and then new release below it, but of course in the meantime the current version is 3.1. Since June 2008 you have the PIT numbers which did not change, announcement letters. The pricing is PBU based, processor value unit, and I think the standard component is €28.40 per processor value unit. And a typical processor runs like 100 PBUs. Yeah? So one processor would be less than €3,000 list price. The XDR component, you know, that one that integrates with GDPS on Linux on System Z, that's a lot more expensive at €101. And below you see the part numbers. Now on Extreme Leverage and also on our wiki, there's a pricing guide. I don't think that pricing is that complicated anymore because now we have split product into SA multi-platforms and the end-to-end automation is now in a separate component. Basically, we have two sets of part numbers, one for the Tivoli sales teams and the other one for the ZSSRs. But I don't think it's actually very critical which one you use. And then the XDR component has different part numbers. So it shouldn't be very hard to find the part numbers. Product resources on page 36 should have updated that. Product manager is Butch Rambesh, but in the meantime we have Tammy Garneau as well, and she's providing not only market management, she also does product management for SA multi-platforms and SAAM and business continuity process manager. I am Joachim Schweizried, I'm the technical evangelist. My backup is Dan Clemens, and the sales evangelist is Glenn DeLion. Now, the single link that you should bookmark is at the bottom. This goes into the sales sheet, and it has all the links to internal and external information that I know about the product. 37 is about client references. We have quite a few client references, but we are interested in getting more, so please notify us about potential reference clients, and we can either help you to make them a reference client, or we can take over that activity from you. There's different searches, and you can click on those links if you like, or you can go to my master links collection, and there's also a reference presentation that is linked from there, and that has, I saw actually some charts out of that presentation. Proceeding to chart 38, now this is a general warning: if you use client references, make sure that there's no problem with the client, so please talk to the reference owner if you want to use that reference. Chart 39 is copied out of that presentation that I mentioned. It shows you what SA multi-platforms clients do. We have quite a few on system PAIX, mainly SAP DB2 applications. On the right-hand side, there's a link to the reference database or to the case study, which would mean that is a deliverable that lives on the internet, or to a chart in that presentation. Not sure whether the links work in this presentation. Or I also included other knowledge when, for instance, the customer presented a a session about SA multi-platforms or end-to-end automation at a certain conference. And in some cases, we have the charts, so you can ask me whether I can acquire or whether I can give you the charts. I mean, you notice most of that is on System P and on System Z, and applications are either SAP or DB2. Now, there's a second chart about that. And most customers are in Germany, so it would be good if we acquired more references in other parts of the world as well. Chart 41 is an interesting reference about that XDR feature that I mentioned, and that is Bundesrechenzentrum Wien, and that allows them to do the hyperswap in just 4 seconds. Yeah, I mean, swapping your entire data in 4 seconds between 5 kilometers is quite an achievement, and it's totally transparent. Yeah, you can look at the references pills on 42. We have automotive. We have that quote that I mentioned from them. 44 is, that's an anonymous client in Germany. Deutsche Ring, also with a very strong quote, another SAP client running on System P AIX. Tekem is a very good reference. I think that is Linux on Power. And Colacem out of Italy on page 31. And in Japan, it's a Trustim Corporation, Linux on System Z. Page 49, those are external links. So you could give that to your customer. Speaking about external links, there's also deliverable on Extreme Leverage that I created. It is a HTML file, and it has all the external links for the SA family, and you can give those to your client. Now, with that, I'm actually done for today. I hope this was helpful for you. And if you have any more questions, please do not hesitate to send me an email or to call me. My user ID is gsm@de.ibm.com. And I wish you a successful 2009. And I think we have the right product in place. It's very powerful. Yes, there's competition out there, but we have differentiators. So it should be, there's a lot of opportunity out there, and I am here and the team is here, development is here in Böblingen, Germany, to actually help you. So please sell our product, and I think we will be both successful in 2009. Thank you.